This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to raise with you the all-important question, should you crown or crucify the Lord Jesus Christ in your own life? As a background for our study from the Bible, I want to read from Matthew chapter 27, beginning with verse 11. And Jesus stood before the governor, that is, the Roman governor Pilate, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why, what evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Now this, of course, as to its historical setting, has to do with the civil trial which the Lord Jesus Christ endured just prior to his crucifixion. You will recall, of course, that he underwent a religious trial before the Jews, made up of 3 phases, and a civil trial before the Romans, also made up of 3 phases. First before Pilate, then before Herod, and then before Pilate again. Now in the 22nd verse of this 27th chapter of the book of Matthew, we have the crucial question out of this historical setting with which I will begin our study. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? And so I raised the question, a question that each one of us should ask himself, What shall I do with Jesus? May you as well as I ask himself the question, What shall I do with Jesus? Now, what are the choices as to what you may do with him? First of all, the Bible makes clear that you may crucify him. Not crucify him literally, but crucify him in a spiritual sense. This we find in basic principle in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 to 31. You should crucify him if he is not what he claimed to be. If Jesus Christ is not really the Son of God, then you should reject him. You should not follow him. You should not be a blind follower of that who is a false prophet. You should crucify him or in effect reject him if he cannot save you from your sin. If he cannot do for you what the Bible really says that he can do. So you may crucify him and you ought to do so if he is not the Son of God. On the other hand, you may crown him as king in your life. As king in your life means that he is the ruler of your life, and you should crown him if he truly is king, if he really is the Son of God, if he really can save you, if he really does love you, if he really will do for you what the Bible says he will do. But our time is gone for today. It's been so good to have you with us. I hope you'll be back with us tomorrow when the Lord willing will continue our study of What Shall I Do with Jesus, Crown Him or Crucify Him?